Welcome back,
Hey-o.
Cinema Vino.
Oh, yeah.
This is a much later episode that we're recording. Part of a series we're going to do on evaluating movies from long ago that needed to be either that good movies that maybe got a bad reception or bad movies got a good reception.
Todd, can I stop you real quick? Are we going to talk about these wines at all?
No, when
we
idiot.
We are drinking Pinonica. I was thinking maybe something kind of what people would drink for an Oscar night, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And that is a four-hour telecast, so you need something for the marathon sprint.
Are we live potting for that?
We absolutely can.
Yes.
That's a Thursday night.
No, I mean, here's what you're going to need to do is actually just record it and then watch Godzilla versus Kong and then come back and skip all the commercials. It'll be like 3 hours and 20 minutes.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. But yeah, Pinonica is an Austrian white blend. I believe it's Pinot Blanc and Roussan. And I think Gewurztraminer. It's an odd blend of whites, but very easy drinking. It's like 12%.
You can
good. Yeah.
It's got some Chard in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, some Chard. Yeah, yeah, it's a real friendly, like, pounding wine that goes down smooth.
I'm going to pick up this bottle and then examine it and then quietly
nod,
like,
your head.
Nod my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm going to make a sound, and it's going to sound a lot like,
Oh.
And then I'm going to hand it to somebody else.
Yeah. This person's going to go, yeah, I've had it.
Yeah. And then we're going to spin the bottle and then kiss.
I don't need a bottle of kiss.
Ooh. So what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
What are we watching?
Bad movies.
What did we watch?
Bad movies that bad movies that were rated good or good movies that were rated bad.
Mm-hmm. And so in this case,
Bad Boys 2?
Yeah. And Bad Boys for Life.
Rated bad or good by notable critics.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And in this case, we're looking at Waterworld.
Mm.
1995.
Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Triplehorn.
Mm-hmm.
The Kevin Costner.
Robin!
And the Dennis Hopper. And the Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bart. The. And so this got...
That was... I got that.
By the way. Reference.
Yeah.
This, I believe, received 3 stars from Leonard Maltin in his movie guide, and...
Does he go out of 4 or out of 5?
Out of 4.
Okay.
3 out of 4.
That's a strong review.
Mm-hmm. Roger Ebert, I believe, gave it 2.5 out of 4. So, background on this movie, Waterworld, it's basically, and you have to make peace with the idea that it's basically Mad Max on water. Kevin Costner is the man with no name. You know, guy who travels from place to place, gets into adventures. Yep. And he basically, you know, it's action scenes. You know, it's a B movie action movie, but with a massive budget. It attracted horrible publicity before it came out because it was originally budgeted at, I believe, $80 million.
Wow.
And it had a disastrous shoot where they filmed entirely on water. They built a massive set for, I believe, a slave colony, which sunk in a typhoon and was destroyed. So that set them millions of dollars back.
Jeez.
They ran into problems that you normally run into filming a movie on water. You had people getting sick. You had people...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You had people getting stung by stuff. I mean, it was just crazy stuff that was going on.
Sunburns.
Yeah.
How much makeup you can put on.
And it's very difficult to get, for example, sound. It's very difficult to get good dialogue on the water. It's noisy. You got a lot of wind. It's difficult to get stable cameras. So all kinds of stuff going on. Filming underwater, you had people getting seasick, you had everything you can imagine going on with this shoot.
But if you film in international waters, you don't have to actually pay anybody with voyages.
But you're vulnerable to pirates.
Well,
what I was thinking about that, if they filmed today, because drone technology is bumped up by leaps and bounds, that you wouldn't have that problem of Steadicam and stuff. And obviously they have correction, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I want a sequel already.
Oh, 100%. Two World?
Water to Water.
Doing the Watusi?
WW2.
Now you could do CGI, and I think that's probably what you would do, is some kind of CGI work. But The original budget was, I believe, between 65 and 80 million, which is, you know, movies aren't technically required to say how much they're spending exactly, but the budget ended up being 175 million. So it went about $100 million over budget.
Casual.
The buzz from the set wasn't good. The director, Kevin Reynolds, who directed Robin Hood, quit with about 2 weeks to go in the movie.
Really? I didn't know that.
Walked off the set.
Or swam off the set.
Yeah, he kayaked out of there.
I'm leaving.
And so Costner had to finish the movie himself.
Oh, so that launched his career as a director? Oh, so that's how we got Postman?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Somebody gave him $100 million after that to make another movie, which is amazing.
You did good.
Yeah. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Costner apparently had to put, like, he basically put his salary back into the movie.
I think I did hear that. Yeah.
Multiple rewrites on set. And so, for example, one guy who went to go rewrite it was Joss Whedon, which he described as the worst experience of filmmaking he ever had, because I guess Kevin Costner was very difficult to work with. And
isn't Joss Whedon really difficult to work with?
Yes, it's ironic.
Well, I'm sure he probably went in there like, hey, we got to change XYZ. And they're like, we're not changing that. It's like, well, I can't help you.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand. Why do you have gills?
Yeah.
Well, and his thing was, I saw an interview with him. He fought with them because they wanted to make the entire final act like battle scenes on land. And Joss Whedon was like, you got this character who has gills and has all these badass underwater powers. Why is he on land for the last third of the movie? You know, so there was all these kind of squabblings that they had. I guess the original cut was like 30 or 40 minutes longer than what showed up in the theaters. Yeah.
So, hot pocket.
Yeah. So it was an ugly set, and so it had that reputation going in before it even hit theaters. So I think that also kind of affected its long-term reputation.
Yeah. Well, and I think I looked a little bit into it, and they said that, I guess, domestically, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. They made the majority of their money overseas. Mm-hmm. It was like, I mean, domestically, it was, I mean, a huge flop.
And rentals. And
yeah. I was like, but everything was all overseas. So I was like, wow, that's kind of sad. Yeah. It's like, we just gave them a bunch of dog shit.
Literally, mm-hmm. the entire movie was overseas.
Yeah.
And it actually made a big profit as a ride at Universal. It eventually helped make Universal money doing that.
Jeez.
That tells you something about the quality of the movie, is that it actually worked better as a roller coaster.
I mean, again, in my headcanon, we're making a sequel. Stars Tom Hardy, directed by George Miller, also has Charlize Theron. Yeah, I want Mad Max all over again. Hello? Hello? Hello?
There you go.
Sorry. I want Mad Max on the ocean, the sequel.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down. I watched it in theaters. I own it on DVD, Waterworld, and I've seen it multiple times, so probably more times than I would care to.
As I said earlier, I have never seen it from start to finish until last night, and I didn't even finish it.
Oh, really?
It was like 20 minutes left. I'm like, nah, I'm tying a bow on this, and I just finished it, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah.
That film never jumped out to me, even when it first came out. I mean, I remember seeing, I'm like, ooh, and it sounded cool. Like, oh, that's so cool. No desire. Mm-hmm. Like, never saw it. And always kind of seen it on TV sporadically, like bits and pieces. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I still had no idea what was going on. No idea he had gills. No idea this girl had a map on her back. I was like, what is happening in this film right now? I was like, why does he have one eye? And I was like, you know what? I'm over this. But you know what? I am so glad I watched it. But I have to say, do we give them any credit at all for what they were trying to do in 1995?
Very ambitious.
You at least give them a little bit of a pass and be like,
totally.
Be like, the fact that you did the film and the fact that you had so many setbacks and already, you said it was already like a lot of negative stuff coming pre-release.
Massive.
Like, and they're like, nah, you know what? We're doing this. We're pushing forward. It was like,
and they reused all the costumes from The Lost Boys.
the movie is a testament to the power of cocaine and the ability to get movies out.
Yeah.
It's like somebody had to be so high that they were just like, we're going to do a movie on the ocean.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it no matter what.
Well, like you said, I think nowadays could totally be doable and it would probably be fucking badass.
Yeah.
With some rewrites.
Well, because they would always have, and I think they've dismantled a lot of them, but they would always have a giant, basically above ground pool that they would shoot a lot of these sets at, like they did it for like Godzilla films, they would just have a dude in a suit. He was just wearing the top half. But I think they, and they had one in Hollywood for a long time. Mm-hmm. That water was nasty.
The Abyss was filmed in that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think they dismantled the one giant, you know, waterway that they would have filmed that on. I don't know if another one exists.
Yeah. But yeah, I think now you just do all that CGI. You know, I mean, you could probably do a small water-based set, contain it somewhere, but then you could CGI everything you need on top of that and make it look totally realistic.
Yeah, that fish scene really, like, bummed me out. Like, that was one thing I had never seen before, mm-hmm. and when that fish came out, I was like, what the hell was that? I was like, what in the hell was that? It's like, and I get it, you know, it's like 1995, but I was just like... That upset me.
Yeah. They like, had the opportunity to like show him being cool.
Yeah.
But instead they just show him get eaten by a fish. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, he's just slapping meat on the grill.
So he just exploded.
Where did you get a grill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The meat looked good.
It did. It looked delicious.
It did. Yeah.
They were just grilling the fat cap. It was nice.
Yeah.
Also, didn't he take, I did not watch the movie again for this, but didn't he take Jeannie Triplehorn down in like a big bell jar?
Yeah.
I don't know about metallurgy or physics, but like, even if he took her to the depth that I think he took her, like, wouldn't her head still explode?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's metallurgy. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just pointing out, I don't know metallurgy either.
Yeah. There was only enough air for one, which also kind of blew my mind.
I don't think they had much of like a science contingent on the writing staff.
No.
Yeah.
Because at somehow in the inexplicable amount of years between when like the world stopped being a thing and when this movie takes place, we've been able to evolve human biology.
Yeah.
Fish have evolved to the point that they're these massive like monstrosities.
Which we saw one.
Mm-hmm. But also the Exxon Valdez is still intact and cigarettes are somehow still intact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's just throwing around willy nilly.
He's just tossing out. Mm-hmm.
Where do they get the tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
And also, where are the giant ass water bugs?
And
the filters. I need giant water bugs. Yes.
They somehow still have the oil from like the original Exxon Valdez in the Exxon Valdez, and that's what they've been. Do they have a refinery?
Yeah.
How do they turn this into their go juice?
Yeah.
To power the entire smoker economy, because he's a straight up cult leader who's been leading them for however long, and one guy's just like, hey, I'm starting to think that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, how long has this ride been going? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Timeline is so questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's Waterworld, so it doesn't matter.
The explosions are awesome. They're pyrotechnics with a tits.
He threw a fuse into a tank of oil, and everyone was fine. They were just like, oh, no, our ship is sinking.
5 million gallons of oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
I just love the old guy at the bottom. He's just like, oh, thank God.
Poor bastard.
When it's like, I don't know also much about metallurgy, but it's like, if you set 4 million barrels of oil on fire, wouldn't that be kind of a black smoke?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. That would you be able to even see anything around you?
That's how the big balloon was able to sneak in. The smoke cloud.
The black smoke.
Yeah.
Poorly taken care of balloon, but you know what? It got him around, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we talked about this off camera before. Where is the toilet on that balloon? Mm. And like, does everybody sit on one side as you're in the corner, just like chilling? Or does somebody have to hold your hand as you're dangling off the edge?
Well,
and then what do they use as toilet paper? Oh. Or do you just air dry them cheeks?
There's no
or
laws.
Do they have
no laws on the water, man.
Do they have a large bucket that they just dip into the ocean, bring it back up, and you're like, that's your butt water?
It's like a self.
This is. I want the logistics of where the outhouse is on that tiny balloon where everybody's dying of thirst.
Yeah.
Around the world in 80 ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Also, did Kevin Costner, was he able to concoct another one of those like pee vending machines where he'd like pee into it and then drink that again?
That was
like
an elaborate opening scene. Well, okay. Which I had never seen the opening scene.
They would talk about his ability to like craft things because his ship was incredible. Mm-hmm. It was like he was a master engineer. And then they just never talk about it again. No. They're just like, all right, here you go. Here's two sticks. Get off this island.
And it's interesting because it's like that opening scene kind of sums up the movie as a whole, because
it really did.
That was a thing of the 90s, was these big, ambitious, sweeping CGI camera openings like Star Trek First Contact. Like, I think you start out in a close-up of Captain Picard. You pull all the way out. to like outer space with his Borg ship, contact with Jodie Foster. You start off like on the Earth, you pull back, and then you're like out in the universe. It's like one continuous CGI take. Men in Black, you have this take where it's you at the end of the movie, you pull back and it's like a galaxy inside a marble.
Yeah.
That was a big thing back then. This movie starts off with the Universal logo, which was kind of cool. It melts into like
that
a...
That was cool.
And then you zoom in, and again, this ambitious, probably cost millions of dollars to do this shot.
I want to see.
Pulling in through the clouds, and then you get up on close on Kevin Costner's ass cheeks as he's peeing into a machine that he's about to drink from. And it's like, you spent millions of dollars, and that's the period on the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
It kind of sums up the movie.
And again, I hope Kevin Costner read the script and was like, I'm in. He just opened the second page and was like, okay, all this bullshit, you know, voiceover, world's melting, great. It's like, oh, so I pee, and then I drink it in. And it was like, I'm in.
Does Costner do his own ass work?
He does.
Ooh, are you suggesting he might be a stunt ass?
He does.
I bet he does.
Because I heard
I didn't see his ass and face in the same frame at the same time.
That's classic Costner. It's like, he doesn't want you to know that he's packing.
I remember he told a story
classic
filming Costner. Dances with Wolves. And I guess he said his parents were staying up on this hill nearby watching him direct and film.
That's weird.
Yeah, they had like an RV pulled up, and they'd wave, you know, hi Kevin, and he'd like wave back, and so he has a butt scene in that movie, and he made them drive to a different hill when he filmed that scene.
Oh my God! So he had a butt scene a butt scene in Robin Hood, and that was his butt cheeks,
He made them drive to a different hill, but he still gave both of them magnifying glasses, which I thought was fucked up. He's like, you can see these cheeks, but you're going to need to go one hill away.
Yeah, you're going to need 10 times magnification. But yeah, that's how, I don't know how you could do a movie that massive of production and have the opening scene of a guy drinking his own pee.
God.
Unless we're being trolled, and that's a magnificent troll.
It is
Waterworld.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But it's like, there's so many like great action scenes, there's great pyrotechnics. You know, Dennis Hopper has a bleeding eye hole.
The sequel is going to have like mutant shark hybrids in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all going to be mariners, and he's going to have to save the people that aren't mariners from like the shark people that... Fuck, I want to see this movie now.
I got to say, Dennis Hopper's a great villain in this.
Mm-hmm. He was. Yeah. I like Dennis Hopper a lot. I mean, there was...
He's so great in Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a little overacting of some scenes, but I think that's what they wanted it
to be.
That's
what you hired Dennis Hopper for.
That's what they wanted it. And it was like... But I liked it. I mean... I hate to say it, a film that I've never seen all the way through from front to finish. After watching it, 10 minutes last night, I was like, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. I was like, will I watch it again? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
I will watch it in 10 years.
Yeah, and I was like, but I will say this. It was, I think that going back, I think I was more impressed that this was done in 1995.
Yeah.
And I watched it all the way through, I was like, yeah, I'm impressed, but I totally understand how people be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see what came out in, like, 1995, you know, because obviously they shot it before it, but it's like, I would like to know, because I feel like that film didn't fit that year at all.
Mm-mm.
I was like, and so I'm sure people were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, and nowadays where you get action films, you know, there's so many of them. I'm sure people were just like, this is dog shit.
Yeah.
Just from the sense of, like, we don't have any action films. This is completely off the wall.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know. Poor Kevin Costner. That poor bastard.
They would have
like,
made so much more money if they had marketed it as a Mad Max on water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a Mad Max movie, obviously, that came out in the
90s. Just call it Wet Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Wet Max.
Ooh.
That's my nickname in high school.
Starring Belladonna.
It's my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Sloppy Tilapia. 69.
Wet to the
max. I hope you grabbed that before he said that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it grabbed like all these Raspberry nominations when it came out and was like listed on, you know, IMDb's bottom whatever list. I think that's a little harsh for it. I think it's not a great movie.
It's guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Is it 3 out of 4 stars?
No.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's one of those that I always try to watch when it's on. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, Waterworld. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. And then I just get
engrossed. Yeah, like, okay, well. It's
like, good weather.
Yeah.
Good weather.
But yeah, I think it was judged unfairly for what it was. It certainly wasn't one of the worst movies ever made.
Is it bad because of production hell, or is it bad because the way it was written and made?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think both of those, it's everything contributes to it.
But yeah. Is it given a worse shake because part of the story is how much money it lost because of the problems it had?
Yeah.
I mean, people love a winner, but they also fucking love a loser. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they love to hate the loser.
Yeah.
And it'd be curious to go back and, like, in time, but, like, to see, because, like, in 1993, 4, 5, and this was, like, probably in production, filming, like, there was no internet. No one was bitching and complaining about it. It was all hearsay. And so, like, I'm sure, like, these producers were like, man, have you heard this shit going with Waterworld?
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And they're like, this shit fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it just kept getting pushed down. And then, you know what? The news media hears about it. And so it's like, before social media was social media.
Yeah.
I'm sure people were word of mouth. Like,
Variety magazine.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just like, this is dog shit. And I'm sure, you know, just jabronis like us are like, oh, let's go buy Variety. We open it up and it's like, Waterworld sucks ass. Then I'm not going to go see it, you know? And it's like, and I'm sure that's what fucked him,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, and I mean, it'd probably fuck him today, but however, I am going to go watch that reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WW2.
Hello. I've got a screenplay going. Tom Hardy's on board. Charlize, not sure she wants to work with Hardy again, mm-hmm. but George Miller, we're in talks.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to say now. Because good music in this movie. I like the music a lot.
Who was Jack Black's coming back too.
Who was the composer?
James Newton Howard, who also did Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the original composer was a guy named Mark Isham. This is another crazy thing that happened. Was Mark Isham, the composer, turned in a score, and Kevin Costner didn't like it, and so he was fired.
So as composers go, they watch the film, then they compose to it. So that
usually
not
yes.
necessarily in that order, but yeah.
But so that poor usually, so that yeah. poor bastard had to watch the film, mm-hmm. do a whole thing.
He probably had to watch the raw version of that film pre-edited.
It's like, God damn.
Little known fact, Todd wants us to do little known facts after this. His original score became the score, Finding Nemo. Huh.
I think that was a different composer.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all.
No. It was the score to Finding Nemo. Also, fired. But it was the original score.
He has proposed the score to every aquatic movie.
He's kind of shops that around.
Before. Did he score the movie, The Score, with Robert De Niro and Edward Norton?
And he got fired from that.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he scored it.
Originally, yes. But then he was fired.
P.S. I love that movie, by the way. I don't care what anybody says. I fucking love The Score.
Another tough production. That was another rough deal.
I would imagine that both those jabronis would be
difficult to work with.
Super hell hard.
Well, you got Marlon Brando and Ed Norton, who are two of the most difficult people in the world.
Brando. Oh, my God. Was that his last movie he was in?
Last big, yeah, I think so. And because he fought, the director was Frank Oz, who was...
That's Yoda.
Uh-huh. Well, Marlon Brando called him Miss Piggy throughout the shoot.
Because Frank Oz
was also the voice of Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
So he really called him through the movie at the score.
Miss Piggy. It's like, so...
They did not get along very well throughout the movie.
I would not fuck with Frank Oz. Like, I mean, I've seen the gentleman, but he is wiry, but he's... Like Brad Pitt in Snatch, he's hard as a fucking coffin nail. Like he would wreck Brando.
Yeah.
In Brando's prime. I wouldn't talk shit to Frank Oz.
Okay.
Okay.
Little known fact.
They are the next celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, little known fact, the score of Waterworld got turned into a marching band show at my high school in 2002.
That is nice. And that is a real known fact.
Yeah.
Very little known fact.
That's actual factual.
A dozen people.
Yeah. No.
So are we doing little known facts?
I like that.
Is this part of our...
And some of them are real and some of them are Travis.
It's on you
to decide.
To research.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to Google this shit. What was I going to say? I had another train of thought.
Oh, it's Miss Piggy.
And I lost it.
Frank Oz, Miss Piggy, The Score.
Yeah.
We're talking about The Score, though.
And yeah, we could do a whole thing about like difficult shoots.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of the same
actors.
See,
I love that shit. I was like, I had no idea, but I would imagine De Niro would be a hard bastard. And Kevin Costner.
Die Hard 4.
I think De Niro is pretty intense. I don't think he's too terribly bad. Because, I mean, the key there is you see directors and actors that work together a lot.
Yeah.
When if the same, if nobody wants to work the same actor twice or director twice, you know they're not real pleasant.
What was Bruce Willis?
And, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, and then
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, there
yep.
you go.
Yeah.
Cop out?
Cop out,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Copland was with...
Which they met on the semester of Die Hard 4.
Yeah.
Where Bruce Kevin Willis Smith was wrote. Also a terrible Pierce Norris.
Yeah. Bruce Willis sounds like a fucking jabroni. He's too in his head a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's the gatekeeper of Die Hard.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit Magoo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Kevin Smith does that. I think it's Evening at Kevin Smith 3 and, when he goes into that story.
And he's very Magoo because he's also bald and nearsighted now. So
okay, well, let's not take it out Bruce on Willis. Bald, nearsighted people.
Oh, sorry.
Is he really nearsighted?
I don't know.
Well known fact.
Yeah.
I love Bruce Willis, the actor, but Bruce Willis, the person, sounds like a fucking greasy chode.
God, leave that in.
What's he going to do? He's old now. I could kick his ass.
I want to see that fight. Bruce Willis? That's a pay-per-view I would love to see.
Gotta be into that.
Hashtag fight Bruce Willis.
Is that the undercard match to Frank Oz, Marlon Brando?
I don't know. I just want a celebrity boxing match between the two of us. Mm-hmm. I would get my ass kicked by Bruce Willis.
You're but not a celebrity.
I'm worried that if it were filmed,
Sean,
I would get knocked out.
Well, in fact, Travis is not a celebrity.
Yet. In my own mind or in my own time.
The celebrity boxing match is just you in your basement.
Dude.
Greased up fighting Bruce Willis.
That was a haiku. I think Tonya Harding would take you in 2 rounds.
I'm not talking shit about her.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Sorry.
She's had a great film.
I only talk shit about people who I'm like, yeah, I could beat their ass. But Tonya Harding, I have said nothing bad about for reasons.
You stay within your range when it comes to fighting.
Stay in my fucking lane.
Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Yeah.
You know your limits.
Yeah, exactly. Bruce Willis fucking kicks his ass. Tonya Harding, lovely young woman.
Yeah. Solid films.
Tip of the cap. What movie were we talking about?
Waterworld.
Do we have any parting thoughts?
It's not as good as 13th Warrior.
Which has the best weather of any movie.
Yeah.
Well, and the first Twilight is pretty good for weather. Mm-hmm. And the 1998 Godzilla. Anything that has, rain throughout, overcast, I like.
Saving Private Ryan.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yes.
I don't think it was overcast in this movie at all.
No.
It was pretty clear the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it was, they would have actually been in trouble on set.
Yeah. That's downright dangerous to film out on stormy seas.
Which just kind of tells a story that the weather's always nice in Waterworld.
Final thoughts. 1 minute. Go.
I like turtles. I'm trying to think. It's like, obviously, you could do Aquaman now in modern technology. It looks completely underwater, even though it wasn't. So I'd be interested to see them. If you could move them into this time, what the kind of movie they would make and how much it would cost and whether or not people would like it in a vacuum.
Final thoughts. Jeannie Triplehorn went to my high school, not with me. That's it. Final thoughts.
Little known fact.
I want to see it again, but in a pornography parody.
It was a pornography store.
Yeah, they never proved the point of why paper was so valuable, and I'm still upset
that's
about
a good
that.
Point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it so valuable? Just because it's rare? Stupid.
This has been another episode of Cinemavino. And we'll talk to you on
the
flip side.
Oh, my God, man.
I'll see you guys next time. You can listen, rate, subscribe to Cinemavino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at ToddWoffordMovies.com.
Well, my name was Trundle the Great, so now am I Sloppy Tilapia?
Go for it.